Good day, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. The idea that you were born with something in you that you can use to bring yourself to that point of happiness and fulfillment. That deep desire, not the one that you are convincing yourself that you want, the one that you really and truly want and desire, that burns inside your spirit, that sometimes you're afraid to tell anyone about. So today I want to talk about false hope. Now, I grew up in a religious environment, and then there was something that spilled over from religion that spooked me out from the beginning, because I could see the falsehood and the hypocrisy in it from the get-go. So what used to happen is people used to proclaim their reliance on God for everything. God will work it out. It will be okay. From an early age as a young boy, I could see through the falsehood of this, for want of a better word. Because it was clear as you read the Bible stories, because we used to be exposed to all the Bible stories. It was clear throughout the Bible that the God we are serving, Jesus Christ, the Christian faith, was of a total opposite belief system and mode of operation than what they were telling us about. So we would read that, "Do not feed a lazy man. God cursed the fig tree that didn't bear. He also took the talent from the guy who buried his talent. He also talk about whatever thine hands find it to do, do it with all thy might." And more, it was about you showing up and doing something to bring forth those blessings than just being in a relaxed state and calling on someone from above to bring you those things. So there's this false hope that you hear all the time. And I see people on social media very often giving this uplifting message, you know, being positive, telling people that you will go through what you go through. You're going to come out better. You're going to be okay. This is your year. Is your year. There's going to be prosperity in your life. Your season is coming. All these amazing things. This year is going to be so blessed that you won't have the capacity to hold all the things that are in store for you. And all these things. People are serving to the unsuspecting, keeping them in what I call the false hope land. Hear me and hear me good. Nothing is coming to you. You have to go get what you want. There is no deliverance. You have to create your results that's going to uplift you. There's no season to come into. You have to create your season. There's no extraordinary blessing to be poured out upon you. You have to put the effort in to activate those blessings. There's no waiting around for this grand thing to come around to you, waiting on your time, waiting on your day. No such thing. It doesn't work that way. People work towards their days. People work and create their seasons. So all the talk of, we're going to be all right, one day I'll make it, one day it will be my day, my time will come, can only have substance if you are in an activity that will activate these positive times and these prosperous seasons that you're proclaiming and you're hoping to come into your life. The empty hope, the empty positivity does not cut it. I've watched communities of people praying to God and hoping for this change. And all you would see is people getting poorer and poorer and poorer. Because as they read through the Bible, as they listen to the teaching, as they watch all the icons of the Solomons and the Davids in the Bible played out, just in literally write out difficult parts, uncomfortable situation, the striving and the effort and the discipline and the struggle they go through to get to where they get to, we still look the other way to think that we can get what they get without doing what they do. Because our God is a good God and He will bring us all these things. Doesn't work that way. No one is coming. The season that you hope to have, that good season, the prosperity that you hope to have, the abundance that you wish for, are in your hands. Your part must be played. Your effort, your learning, your push, your struggles, your advancement must be put up front and put out there for this thing to come into your life. Thank you. Have a good day. So release false hope and realize that you are not at an effect. You're supposed to affect. Those who get to great levels of success were not those who go out there and find the right opportunities. There were those who go out there and realize that the circumstances that they want are not out there, but they went ahead and create them. Weak men believe in luck. Strong men believe in causes and effects. Thank you. See you on the next podcast.